Have you ever just stopped and thought about how limited our senses actually are? We're only really tapping into a tiny fraction of what's going on around us. What if we could change that?
It's true. We often take our senses for granted, don't we?
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today, the world of human augmentation. Researchers are finding some seriously wild ways to blend technology and our own bodies.
It's incredible to think about.
And get this, we're going to be talking about a device that could give us, like, full 360-degree vision. Imagine if you had eyes in the back of your head.
Well, it's not quite that straightforward. But, yeah, you've hit on the main idea. The research paper we're looking at today is called Unconstrained Neck, Omnidirectional Observation from an Extra Robotic Neck.
Okay, whoa.
It was first presented at the 9th Augmented Human International Conference back in 2018.
And it still feels like something out of the future.
Right.
So before we get into the details of how it works, I've got to ask, what even gave them the idea to try this?
So this research actually took inspiration from nature. They looked at animals like chameleons, you know?
Yeah, those eyes.
Chameleons are known for having a crazy range of vision, and that actually ties into a whole field called biomimetics, which is basically about using nature's designs as a starting point for our own tech.
So they saw what a chameleon could do with its eyes and thought, we need to build that for humans.
That's the gist, yeah. And it's amazing how nature comes up with these really elegant solutions to incredibly complex problems. Engineers and scientists are always looking at nature for inspiration.
That's so cool. But okay, let's get back to this robotic neck thing. What does it actually look like? How does it even work?
Imagine something like a head-mounted device, kind of like a helmet, but it has this robotic neck that extends from the back.
I'm picturing it.
And at the end of that robotic neck, there's a camera constantly recording everything around you.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, and I mean literally. So say I'm wearing this helmet and robotic neck thing. What am I actually seeing?
Okay, so the camera on the robotic neck is streaming a live video feed to a head-mounted display.
An HMD.
Yeah, an HMD. It's basically like those VR headsets, but in this case, you're not immersed in some virtual world. You're seeing your actual surroundings, just with a way bigger field of view.
So it's like having a live security camera feed going straight to my brain.
Haha, you could say that. But the really amazing thing is how you actually control the camera. It's all connected to your own neck movements.
Hold on, so if I tilt my head just a little to the left, the camera tilts left too.
Yes, exactly. But it can move way more than your neck can, and that's how you get that incredible 360-degree view.
I can see why they call it unconstrained. It's like giving your neck, well, superpowers. But I have to imagine it must feel super strange at first, you know, having this robotic thing moving around with you.
You'd think so, right? But surprisingly, the research showed that people got used to it really quickly. Our brains are so adaptable, especially when it comes to stuff like our senses.
That makes sense. I mean, think about how weird a new pair of glasses feels at first. But then you don't even notice them after a while.
Exactly. Your brain figures out this new normal, and in this case, with the unconstrained neck, it learns how to work this expanded field of view into how you see the world.
So it's more than just seeing more things. It's like this fundamental shift in how you experience what's around you. This isn't just about slapping a GoPro on a stick. It's changing your entire relationship to your environment.
That's a great point. It's about pushing the limits of what we think of as normal for our senses and really enhancing what we're naturally capable of. And what's even more fascinating is how this kind of technology could be used in all kinds of different fields.
Okay, so this thing is straight out of a sci-fi movie. But let's talk about how we could actually use it.
Right.
What's the point of 360-degree vision if you're just, like, sitting on your couch?
Well, imagine what this could do in, say, medicine. Surgeons could use it during really complicated surgeries.
Yep.
They'd be able to get a complete view of everything without having to keep repositioning themselves or just relying on what the camera sees.
It'd be like having, like, x-ray vision, but instead of seeing through things, you're seeing all around them.
Exactly. And instead of being limited by a 2D screen, they'd have this much more intuitive, you know, 3D understanding of what's going on inside the body.
That's incredible. It seems like it would make things so much safer, too.
Oh, absolutely. Less invasive procedures. Patients could recover faster, even reduce the risk of mistakes.
Wow, that's a total game changer right there. And I bet this tech could revolutionize tons of other fields too, not just medicine.
For sure. Think about security and surveillance. You could have security guards monitoring so much more area with just a single camera feed.
Right, or first responders.
Yes.
They could use it to assess disaster zones or something like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
It would give them, like, superhuman awareness.
Yes, and especially in those kinds of high-pressure situations where every second counts.
Totally.
And we can't forget about how this could help people with, you know, limited mobility in their neck or spine.
That's right. I remember the paper talked about how this tech could give people back some of their freedom.
You know,
make it easier to see and interact with the world around them.
Imagine like someone who has a hard time turning their head being able to just like move their eyes to look around. It could be life-changing.
That's amazing. So this technology has the potential to help people who don't have disabilities, but also to really level the playing field for those who do. I have to say though, it's kind of freaking me out that my brain could adapt to this totally new way of seeing. Are there other examples of that kind of thing happening? I mean, like sensory adaptation?
There are. There are actually really fascinating examples of sensory substitution, which is where your brain learns to take information from one sense, like hearing, and process it as if it was coming from a different sense, like sight.
Okay, so like how bats see in the dark, right?
Exactly. Echolocation.
Mm-hmm.
So they send out these sound waves, and then their brains interpret the echoes that bounce back. It basically lets them use sound to see.
Wow.
They use those echoes to create like a mental map of where things are.
So their brains are basically rewiring themselves to understand the world in a completely different way, just based on the type of information they're receiving.
That's exactly it. And the unconstrained neck research really shows just how flexible our brains can be. We're not stuck with only the senses we're born with. This technology could actually help us adapt and develop entirely new sensory experiences.
That's pretty profound when you think about it. But, you know, we've been talking about all the cool stuff, the wow factor, the ways this tech could help people. But we have to acknowledge that any new technology, especially one this powerful, is going to come with some ethical questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the potential downsides we should be thinking about?
That's a really important point. We can't just get caught up in the excitement without thinking about the potential risks, too.
Right, because as much as I love the idea of having superhuman vision, it's easy to imagine how it could be misused, too.
Exactly. And that's where it gets interesting. We need to have some serious conversations about the ethics of all this, especially with human augmentation technologies like this one.
It's like we're on the edge of something totally new, you know? This tech could completely change how we live, how we see the world, but we really need to make sure we're thinking it through.
I agree. It's exciting, but there are definitely some big questions about how to use it responsibly.
Exactly. And one of the biggest things that comes to mind with any tech that's about, you know, expanding how we observe the world is privacy.
Of course. That's a huge concern.
If you can see everything around you all the time, where do you even draw the line?
It's a big question.
Like, what does this mean for personal privacy? What about data security?
We need to figure out what the rules should be.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where anyone could, you know, have a 360-degree recording of what's around them whenever they want.
It changes everything.
It might change how we think about public and private spaces entirely.
It's almost like we need new laws for this.
Well, at the very least, we need new social rules. Like,
yeah.
If someone is using a device like this, do they have to, like, tell people?
Oh, interesting.
Should they have to ask permission before they record? Or before they share what they're seeing?
Those are really tough questions.
Right.
And it's bigger than just whether one person feels comfortable, right? We have to think about mass surveillance.
Exactly.
What happens to our civil liberties if this tech gets into the wrong hands?
That's the danger. We have to be so careful because in the wrong hands, this tech could be misused in a lot of scary ways.
It's like any powerful tool, really. It could be used for good or for bad.
That's it, exactly. And the thing is, we have the chance to set some ground rules now, while it's still pretty new.
It's better to think about it now than later.
We can work on making sure it's used ethically and responsibly as it develops.
So we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We started with this device that seems like it's right out of the future.
I know, it's wild.
It could totally change how we see the world,
mm-hmm.
but it also makes us really think about big picture stuff, you know?
Definitely. Like, what are the ethics?
How do we handle privacy?
Mm.
What does all this mean for humanity? We might not have the answers yet, but I think what's important is that we're having these conversations.
I agree.
This is just the beginning of what's probably going to be like a really long and really important conversation about human augmentation.
I think you're right. It's definitely something we'll be grappling with for a while.